91X News.
It's 11 degrees and sunny with a few clouds out there at 1 o'clock. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. Loyalist Sustainable Skills, Technology, and Life Sciences Center could be getting some major upgrades if Belleville City Council approves a $1 million funding request by College President Maureen Piercy. The idea was presented to Council Tuesday during the City Council operating budget meeting. We reported yesterday it had been approved by Council. It hasn't yet been approved, but Piercy is hopeful.
It is our newest, largest project. It's the largest infrastructure campus renewal project since the 1970s. And what we did was secured money from our senior government partners, so the federal government and the province, and we built as much space as we possibly could because those things only come along once every 50 years.
One of the major changes coming to the center would be in the welding program. Right now it's a one-year program, but due to industry demand, it is set to become a two-year program. Piercy says it will cost $400,000 for two pieces of equipment needed to expand the length of the program. This is the most significant support the college has asked for from the municipality. The money would be spread out over 5 years. The City of Belleville is pleased to announce the appointment of Rod Boivet as the Director of Engineering and Developmental Services. Boivet was selected from a field of internal and external candidates, and he has been employed by the city since 1988. Ray Ford has also been named the Deputy Director of Engineering. The coordinator for the Ontario Provincial Police's search and rescue operations says the search for Victoria Stafford was likely the largest ever in Canada. Sergeant John Sterling is testifying today at the trial of Michael Rafferty about the massive effort to find the 8-year-old girl who was abducted in Woodstock, Ontario on April 8, 2009. He says investigators had a total of well over 5,000 tasks or assignments and talked to over 13,000 different people. Sterling says it was the largest search in Ontario's history and probably the whole country. Sterling also says in abduction cases such as this one, statistics show only 2% of the victims were actually found alive. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. The federal opposition is hammering the Harper Conservatives today over the Auditor General's report on the planned purchase of F-35 fighter jets. NDP leader Thomas Mulcair says Defense Minister Peter MacKay must be held responsible for Parliament being kept in the dark about the true cost of the F-35 program. But Liberal leader Bob Rae goes further. He says Prime Minister Stephen Harper is ultimately responsible for the House of Commons being deceived and he should resign. The Auditor General reported yesterday that the Defense Department knew of problems with the F-35s and that the cost of buying the jets would have much more than publicly announced cost of $9 billion. The Conservatives defended the F-35 purchase during last year's election campaign that gave them a majority. But they have since backed off, pointing out at every turn that no contract has yet been signed to purchase the stealth fighters. That's 91X News to 106. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. The official opening of the season was last week in Japan when Seattle played the Oakland Athletics, but nonetheless, it resumes tonight. The reigning World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals travel to Miami to battle the new-look Marlins. The Marlins will be playing their first game in their new ballpark. Miami made some notable additions in the offseason, adding superstar shortstop Jose Reyes, veteran closer Heath Bell, and pitching ace Mark Burley to bolster the starting rotation. The Cardinals, on the other hand, lost the big prize ticket to free agency, 9-time All-Star first baseman Albert Pujols. Marlins ace Josh Johnson will get the nod today, and his counterpart Kyle Lowe should be going for the Cardinals. The Toronto Blue Jays open their schedule tomorrow afternoon in Cleveland. Jays will be tossing team ace Ricky Romero on the mound to take on the Tribe against right-hander Justin Masterson. It is a light schedule in the frozen pond tonight. Steven Stamkos looks to get closer to that all-important 60-goal plateau as the Lightning visit the Bell Center in Montreal. Stamkos is coming off a 2-goal performance in his last game against the Capitals. In other action, the St. Louis Blues looks to climb closer to the Red Hawk Canucks for top spot in the Western Conference. The Red Wings currently have one of the best home records in the NHL at 31-6-2. Blues will have to bring a solid game to leave the Motor City with a victory. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's John Boldrick with 91x Weather.
Today we're going to see a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 11. Tonight it's going to be clear with a low of -2. And Thursday, expect a lot of sun and a high of 9. Right now it's 11 degrees. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.